Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, it is Onyx Queen of Onyx Queen Media. You guys, I am telling you, this week has worn me out. And it is technically only Thursday, but it is 4 o'clock in the morning. So I just jumped up and I had all these different ideas of things that I wanted to do for the business and also recordings that I wanted to do for the podcast, since this is actually the last recording for the season that we are in. We are in season 6. This is episode 8. And I am tackling something that we deal with all the time, whether we have dealt with it ourselves as being people that have put out content or we have dealt with it as it has been put upon us. So what I'm talking about today is, excuse me, and I apologize for my voice, I have been running around, so it's been a whole lot, and one day it's 20 degrees, and the next day it's 80 degrees. It's been crazy, but please excuse my voice if it goes in and out. So today is the final episode of season 6, so this is season 6, episode 8, Are You a Spammer? Okay. Jumping right into this. As a business, you definitely want to get the word out. You definitely want to let people know what's happening with your business. You want people to know what's happening with your clients. For me, as a branding and PR professional, I always want people to know what's happening with my clients. Just because you want people to know what's happening with your clients or what's happening with your business doesn't mean that other people want to know what's happening with your clients and what's happening with your business. You have to be very careful how you share that information. You have to be very careful how you convey what your business is doing, what your clients are up to. And the reason why is because you can be seen as a person who is just putting out spam content. Okay, you know what spam is that you get in your inbox. It's just unsolicited information. And you're like, how did I get on this list? I will tell you one thing that I do, and this is one of the tricks that I can tell if I signed up for that list or not. What I do is anytime I sign up for an email list or a newsletter or whatever it is, and I get tons of newsletters, ones that I've actually signed up for, I always sign up for newsletters with the same email address. I have one email address that's specifically just for newsletters. Okay, I'm going to say that again. If you are a person that wants to be in the know of things, and for me, as a media person, I've got to be in the know of many things all the time. I just don't have time to be searching the web 24 hours a day, even though I probably do anyway. But I don't have the time to necessarily be researching 24/7. So I do have my favorite websites, my favorite informational websites, news, all that sort of stuff. I have it emailed to me. Okay, but I use the same email address for all of my email newsletters that I choose to have coming to me. So when I see somebody use an email address, especially my personal email address, my personal business address, when I see them use my personal business address, meaning the business address that's tied to my actual name, I know that I did not sign up for that newsletter. I already know that. They put me on their newsletter, okay? I can think of maybe four newsletters over the life of my business, and I've been in business for about 18 years. Okay, I can think of maybe four newsletters that I was added to I shouldn't have been added to them, but I was glad that I was, over 18 years. And if I tell you, I probably unsubscribed this week alone, and this is no joke, I think I've unsubscribed maybe to 9 or 10 newsletters just this week, and it's fresh Thursday at 4 o'clock in the morning. So we didn't even go through Thursday yet. We didn't even get to Friday yet. Okay? At least 10, 9 or 10 this week alone. So that should just tell you, and the more popular you become in business, the more articles you have out there, the more your clients are out there. Because every time my clients get mentioned, a lot of times my business gets mentioned along with it. So the more traffic that you get towards your business, whether you've done a reality show, whether you've done some sort of morning television, whatever it is, the more attraction that you have towards your business, it means that you're going to be more in the public eye. So because my clients are in the public eye, by default, my business gets out into the public as well. So that's fine. I don't mind the attraction to my business. That's amazing for my business. But it also causes people to throw you on a list that you did not ask to be on. And I'm pretty sure there's been at least 9 or 10 of them just this week. Just this week. I mean, it's insane. So what I'm going to do is I am not even going to come up with the different things that I know you have to comply with. I am going to get it right from the horse's mouth. We're going to take a trip on over to SBA.gov. If you are not familiar, you need to go to the Small Business Administration website, and you need to read up on an article that was published several years ago, actually, and it is, do your email marketing activities comply with the law? So I'm going to read it to you exactly how it is. Here is how to determine if the canned spam, and that's C-A-N as in Nancy, spam, S-P-A-M, canned spam, stands for controlling the assault of non-solicited pornography and marketing. Yes, pornography and marketing. Okay. So this is what I'm telling you. You cannot just add people to any old list that you have going on. I know people think that it's so innocent. You get somebody's business card at a networking event, and then you automatically add them to, you know, the newsletters and all. You are not allowed to do that. You are actually breaking the law. And in some cases, it is a felony, people. And I know folks say, oh, people don't get sued for it. Listen, there have been people that have been sued, especially these larger companies or these, you know, whatever it is, underground type companies, you know, in the middle of the ocean somewhere on an island sending spam email. You cannot, when I say to you, you cannot do it. Okay? I'm just going to put it out there. Now, here are three factors to determine if you fall into the Can Spam Act, where it means that your email needs to comply with certain points, okay? So I'm going to read it exactly how they worded here. According to the FTC, that's the Federal Trade Commission, the deciding factor is the primary purpose of the email. The government defines emails as containing three different types of information. So here's your three things. Does it have commercial content? Anything that advertises or promotes a commercial product or service? These messages must comply with the Can Spam Act. The second thing is transactional and relationship content. These are usually receipts of payments, shipping notifications, and so on, and to facilitate or provide updates about an already agreed upon transaction. These are exempt from most of the requirements of the Can Spam Act, although they cannot contain any misleading or inaccurate routing information. For example, the to and the from fields plus the email address and domain must clearly show who the email is coming from. Okay. Number three, any other content, so this is miscellaneous content, consider it as any other email that is neither commercial nor transactional, such as a response to a customer query. That does not need to comply with the CAN Spam Act. So if somebody says to you, are you going to have black dresses, you know, on sale on Friday, you can reply to them, but you need to reply to them exactly for what they're talking about in their email. You can't come back and try to sell them or whatever the case may be and then take their email address and add them to a list of any kind. You cannot do that. It is against the law. So how do we get on the right side of the law? So here we go. Steps that you can take to ensure your email marketing complies. If you're determined that you must comply with the CAN Spam Act, then there are a few simple steps that you can take to comply with the law. For example, and they have several points here, your email headers, your domain names, your subject lines must be accurate and not deceptive. Now, we all know about the whole thing when it comes to social media, especially on YouTube, people call it clickbait. Of course, you're going to try to get people to click on your email, you know, your email newsletter and all this sort of stuff. You want them to open it. But here's the thing. If people have chosen to opt in to get that email, you shouldn't have to work so hard in creating clickbait. A lot of times people click, they create a lot of this clickbait and this, you know, outrageous subject line because they have a whole bunch of people on there who did not ask to be on the list in the first place. Because if I ask to be on a newsletter list, trust and believe, I will look at it. I may not look at it today. Like, I've got a bunch of newsletters and things that I'm on, and I actually filter them. I take the weekend or whenever I don't have the heaviest, you know, traffic and things happening with my business, and I take the time to go through each of the newsletters. Okay, so I have them filtering in my inbox. So these clickbait subject lines and all that sort of stuff, I don't mean interesting subject lines. I'm talking about the ones where you know you've got to be creating something so outrageous because there's a whole bunch of people on your list that don't belong there. Okay? You must disclose if your message is an advertisement. Okay? You must include a valid postal address in the mail body. If you don't have a valid postal address, some people just put the city and the state or whatever. We know everybody does this. You may not have a valid postal address. Then you could get a P.O. box, but you just want to make sure that you're taking care of these things. Disclose and clearly state how recipients can opt out or unsubscribe. So if you're sending something out like that, people need to have an unsubscribe button. Along with unsubscribing, you need to honor those requests. In the U.S., you have 10 business days to pull that person off the list if they have asked to unsubscribe. Okay? If you're using a third-party email marketing service, make sure that they are following the law as well. Okay? So, again, where you find, you will find this information on the Small Business Administration website, sba.gov. Look for the article, Do Your Email Marketing Activities Comply with the Law? And please, don't be a spammer. That's my tip of the week. Thank you so much for joining me on this ride. Season 6 has come to a close. We will be taking a little bit of a break, but you can still follow us on social media at Onyx Queen Media. Our website is www.onyxqueenmedia.com. Look forward to coming back around to you guys again in Season 7. Have a great one, you guys.